Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. The title of my message today is The Dispensation of the Fullness of Times. The Dispensation of the Fullness of Times. Hallelujah. You know, the things of God are a mystery to many people. And they will remain exactly that, mysteries, until God is gracious to reveal them unto us. You know, many people still have questions about the meaning of life, about life after death, and so forth. They are still in darkness. But we don't have to be, because we have his word. Hallelujah. God has revealed his will, plan, and purpose to us in his word, so that we may walk in the light, and that is walk in understanding. Hallelujah. So the Bible is saying, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. It is God who has made known unto us. When we are talking about mysteries, tirikutaura pamusoro pezvinhu zvisingazivikanwi. Ende zvinhu izvozvo zvotoda revelation kuti ugone kuzviziva. So God's will concerning you, concerning the world, was unknown by people. Vanhu vaisazviziva. Until God revealed it to us. So this is Paul writing, saying, having made known his will unto us. Kureva kuti Mwari vakazarura kuda kwavo kuna Paul concerning us. Amen. These are the things that God had determined to do. You know, when we use the word determined, because you are determined to do something, it means, you know, against all odds, you want to do this. No matter what manner of opposition, you are determined to do this. So Paul is saying, this is what the Lord is determined to do. No matter what may come or what may arise, this is his plan. And God has made it known unto us. Musitara Jesu, amen. You know, it is important for you to know these things, because there are many people who are not satisfied. They walk about in blindness, in darkness, because they don't know where they are going. They don't know what will be tomorrow. You know, don't be like that. The Bible says his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, which means the word of God is the one which shines in our path. Dori noti ratidza nzira, dori noti ratidza kwatiri kudi, kwatiri kuenda. Which means without the word of God, there is darkness in your life. You don't really know what you are doing, and you don't really know where you are going with your life. You know, usamirire kuona kumwe mumwe munhu afa, then you say, where is this man going? And then you ask yourself, where am I going? What am I doing with my life? Hallelujah. So God has revealed the mystery of His will in our lives. We have been given understanding concerning what God is determined to accomplish in the near future. That's why the Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ to His what? Servants, to His people, to His church. God has, you know, made known unto us what shall come in future. Tagarata changes wakarish. But we have known, because God has revealed that unto us. And you know what? This is very, very important for you now. Because when you know, then you can plan. It's just like next month, there is going to be a recession in the economy. The value of marriage at owner and all that. So if you are a wise investor, what are you going to do? You act. Because you have received foreknowledge. So what God has done, He has revealed what is going to happen in the future in advance, so that you may what? Act in accordance with what you have known. You see? So what a foolish man will do is he will hear the word and he will remain sitting and he takes no action. So the word of God is saying He has made it known unto us that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He wants to gather everything that is in heaven and on the earth together in Him. I'm going to explain to you what that means. Ah, come on, somebody. Already I'm excited. Right. Now, I want to explain a few things. Amen. And you know, don't worry if you don't catch everything. These sermons are available. You can download them on the website. And you can go on YouTube, you will find them. Listen to them continuously so that. And I will continue speaking these things and explaining them. And so don't worry about that. So in the dispensation of the fullness of times, the word dispensation or oikonomia in Greek means a given time period. It's a given time period. Time set aside by God for a certain plan. So when the word is saying dispensation of the fullness of time, it's talking about a period of time called the fullness of time. Now you understand, kuti, you know, if you read your Bible, God, you know, after the fall of man, Mwari, when He was dealing with people, He was dealing with them in dispensations, in time periods. Now, there is a certain school of thought in theology, and when we are talking of theology, we are talking about the study of God. And that's theology. You know, the dispensational. And now, yaka divider some of those times in what is called dispensations. And for example, the time when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, it is called the dispensation of innocence. It's a time of innocence. They didn't know anything bad and everything. They knew to do good only. And it was a time of innocence. After they sinned and they were chucked out of the Garden of Eden, and it was now a dispensation of conscience. And They were living by conscience. No, this is right. No, this is wrong. And so forth. Andiga. After that came the time of human government. Andiga. You remember, Ndonguwaya, the Tower of Babel. And when they met and they wanted to build a tower to go to heaven and so forth. And then God discomfited them and scattered them. Ndopakauya my different languages at Akutara Mazwan. At the time, the whole earth spoke one language. Andiga. After that came the dispensation of promise. This is the what? The time of Abraham and the patriarchs. That's when God gave the word, the promise to Abraham, saying, you shall be a father of many nations, and in your seed shall all the nations be blessed. The time of promise. After that came Moses. It was now the dispensation of the law. Thou shalt not, and Israel. Up until Jesus came and he died on the cross, and there came now a new dispensation. The dispensation of what? Of grace, in which you are now living in. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Grace. And it. So the time will come. You remember I spoke to you about come up hither, when Jesus shall come and take us in the rapture. And it. So from the death of Christ and the institution of the time of grace, the New Testament, up to the rapture of the church, that's the time of grace. And then we'll enter into another time. And here, you know, for that. Some of them, they say it is now called the kingdom age. And again, the dispensation of the kingdom, when the gospel shall return to Israel. And again, and then the great tribulation will come up until the coming of Jesus Christ, the second coming. And again, then after Jesus comes the dispensation of the millennium. And again, so these times, the millennium, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and the millennium time, this is what mainly is called the dispensation of the fullness of times. And again, nguva yekuzara kwei kwenguva kana pana ari kunzione shona inguva yekudi yekuzara kwe kwenguva. Amen. So I just gave you those examples so that you would understand with kana nchitaura zvema dispensations, what am I saying? These are times with the particular characteristics in which God is dealing with his people in a particular way in order to fulfill his plan. Amen. So after these dispensations, you know what will come? What will come is eternity. And again, eternity, when we shall live with God forever and ever. There won't be any time then. No day, no days. I mean, you cannot count hours. You cannot count days. You cannot count weeks. You cannot count months. Because there is no night there. It shall be day. So we cannot speak of it as a dispensation because there is no time. It's forever and ever. Forever and ever. Musitara Jesu, amen. Hallelujah. So when we are speaking of the fullness of times, this is the time of completion, the season of completion, when time shall be no more. And again, akusina nguva. Mwari waakuzadzisa zvinhu zvaakataura kare, kubva kare nevaprofita vake. And in this time, you know what will happen? All rebellion will be put down, and creation will be united in one. Panarundi nzwa bana. Nguva ya Satan ichakwana. Unonzwa demoni richichemba richiti, Jesu mwanakomana wa Mwari. Ko mawire ekuzoti paradza nguva isati yadi? Isati yakwana. Kureva kuti nguva yema demoni na Satan ichadi? Ichakwana. That is the what? The dispensation of the fullness of times. Mwari waakuzadzisa zvose zvaakataura. Panarundi nzwa here pana. Amen. This is the final fulfillment of what all the prophets have spoken since the world began. Dai waiverenga Bhaibheri wainzwa zvandikutaura izvi. Vose vaprofita ndozvavaiprofita. Verenga vana Isaiah, vana Ezekiel, vana Jeremiah. Most of the prophecies they were talking about the end of the age and the end of the world. Most of the things that John the Revelator saw, they were things concerning the end. When the angel of the Lord came to Daniel, achimuratidza my visions and achiexplaina zvinhu, akati kudi, these things are for the time of the end. These things are for a time when you shall no longer be alive. So don't really worry about trying to understand them now. Because it shall come the time when the people who will be living in that time, they will understand these things. Say, oh, don't worry, you shall die. And you shall then be resurrected to receive your what? Your reward at the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3, verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom heaven must receive. Urikunzwa? Jesu akaenda kupi? Jesu akaenda kudenga ndika? Seated at the right hand of God. So the Bible is saying, heaven must retain Jesus until the times of the restitution of all things. What does the Bible mean when it's saying the times of restitution? Restitution means restoration. Saka denga richabata Jesu kusvika nguva ye restoration of all things. Yes, come. So here we are in the dispensation of grace, a time of grace when the gospel of God is being preached to you so that you may repent and be born again. Inguva yenyasha. Asi kuchauya nguva manje kuti Jesu anofanira kuzorestore everything. That's when he returns. Saka ukaona uchiparidzirwa shoko usingatendeuke. Uchiparidzirwa shoko usingasiye zvakaipa. Ameno zvako. Because there is coming a time when time shall be no more. Sere kweguva hakuna muteuro. Iye zvino zvindonguva yekuti rikaparidzwa. Tendeuka. Siya zvakaipa zvako zvokubatsirei. This is the time. Because time shall be no more. Bana rondi nzuko wa ilipana. Musitara Jesu, amen. So in this time, God wants to gather together in one all things in Christ Jesus. This is the time of the restoration of all things. Amen. Now, ndoda kutsanangura kuti why? Bible rikuti Jesus is going to gather everything in one. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus begins this gathering together of things in heaven and in earth when he returns at the second coming. Why is there a need to gather these things together? When we are talking of gathering, we are talking of a restoration. Amen. Remember, the Bible says Jesus will remain in heaven. Kusvikira nguva ye restoration of all things has come. And it? So when that time has come to restore everything, why does he need to restore everything? He needs to restore everything because there was a separation first. The need to restore everything is because there was a separation first. Pana ndinzwa. Pana ndinzwa here apa. What happened? The first separation that happened is between God and the angelic host. The fall of Satan and the third of the angels caused a separation. And when it happened, the universe was affected by sin and affected by rebellion. You know, Satan was in Eden, the garden of God. As Adam Agatang. Satan. For a Bible, Rakuna Ezekiel 28, verse 13. Where are Papa? The Bible says, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Before sin was found in you. Are you getting that? Have you gotten that? Have you gotten that? You were in Eden, the garden of God. Is it not saying that? Verse 13, yes. Read it. What does it say? Right. Yeah, that's enough. It's talking about Lucifer. About Satan. Amen. So he was in Eden, the garden of God. And the Bible says every precious stone was his covering. The body of Satan was made of jewels. Not clothes. His body, his spiritual body. That's why I was trying to explain to you that there is a glory. Eh? Of the heavenly body, different from a glory of the earthly body, and you are going to carry that glory of a heavenly body. You get it? So he was in Eden, garden of God, and he had what? A body of jewels. This Satan. But sin was found in him, and the rebellion started. That's when he was chucked out of heaven. You get it? So when that happened, there was a destruction that came into the universe because of that. And you know that sin destroys. You understand that when I talk about Adam. Sin destroys. So you understand now when Genesis starts in verse 1, when the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then in verse 2, it now says, but the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the waters were all over the earth, covering the earth. Why was it in darkness, and why was it without form and void? It's because of the sin of Satan and the fall of these angels. That's why it was destroyed, and there was a separation that happened. Amen. And then God recreated. He restored the earth. That's why when he spoke to Adam, he says, I want you to replenish the earth. Because, it was in a state. God created it okay. It was perfect. Then this angel sinned. A destruction came because of that. A judgment came. And then God recreated the earth, restored it. And then he put Adam now in the Garden of Eden. Now I want you to understand why Satan hates men. He was in the garden. Then he sinned. Then God chucked him out. God recreated earth, Eden, and put Adam in his place. And then that's why he came and said, okay, now. And it, Adam was tempted, Adam and Eve. And I want you to understand, when God created everything, God said what? Behold, it is good. Everything was good. But the moment that they fell, sin entered into the world. Death entered into the world. Disease entered into the world. Not only was man affected, but the earth was cursed. If you didn't know that, this earth, you are living on an earth that is cursed. Dosa gawo kubudaka ningirikini ziya kuti uwane mari yekuti urarame. Because if it wasn't cursed, you wouldn't do all that manual work and labor. Ah. Shino batirai vamwe meso avo avhurike vanofunga kuti they can live heaven on earth. It will not happen. This earth was cursed. And the Bible says briars and thorns. Paoda kubuditsira ziya kuti zviite. Unongowana zvishoma. Ndosaka ndichikudzai kuti chakakosha pano panyika kunamata Mwari kana usingazvizivi. Mwari ngaakubatsire. Panhari unenzwa here pana. Not only men. Not only the earth, but even the animals, the vegetation fell with Adam. Because Adam was the vice regent of God on earth. He was the king of the earth. So when he fell, everything fell with him. Shumba yange isingadye mhuka tsano. Shumba yadya sora. Akuna mhuka yadya imwe. But when sin entered, carnivores arose. Funda book. That funda chi. Funda book. Akwada wata china mato chimweche kuti, you know. Funda book. Those are kamchona wamo wenyu. We are not shaken when it comes to faith. Aundi zungu nutsepa kutenda yo. Because I know. I know. I won't get any anger in a sweet because I know. There are things that are more real than what I'm seeing. Pana run in Zwo, Elvana. Can I also get the tender with the Mukaya Gadona? Veringa Romans chapter 8, Pana verse 21. You know, good. Even the animals, they are waiting also to be restored. Mustara Jesu, amen. Mustara Jesu, amen. So you see, there was a separation in the angelic host, in the universe. There was a separation on the earth when Adam and Eve sinned. So there must be what? Restoration. Ah? So Jesus' work is a work of restoration. It is a work of restitution. That's why when he came, when he was born, you know why he came? He came to restore that which was lost. The fall of Adam caused separation between man and God. So to restore that relationship, that's why he came to die on the cross. Because God will not accept anything else concerning the remission of sins except the blood that is pure and without sin. So when he died, and that blood, rakadeuka, that's when restoration came. And then he says, anyone who believes, kanakune wesa nenga atenda chit. Andereka. That person shall be saved. That is what is happening. We have a work of reconciliation. Those are ndaita ora kuti kana uchingoita basa rekurarama andika wamuka makuseni wagara waona TV wamuka waenda kubasa wadzoka. That is your life is you are wasting your life. Pana runinzwo parapa. Because God has given you a work of reconciliation, reconciling the world back to Him. Unogara nemunhu asingana mati oramba wakanyarara. Aiwa kana kune muro yekupedzisira ndiwe. Unoziva kuti munhu uyu ari kuparara ari kuenda kunotsva otogara wakanyarara. Ndiwe muro yekupedzisira. Vaya vaimbuya vaunonongedzera vari nani? Because havana kubvira vaona chiedza. Hazviite. Ende kana uri ndiwe unotodhonza mumwe kuenda kunoita zvakaipa. Ndiwe futi Satani wekupedzisira. Satani atinga atori nani? Because nature yake anonzi akaipa. But you want to try with don't go wakanaga, but you don't know paradamu. Panaro nins go away, pana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus is in the process of restoration. So you understand now, kunema stages of restoration. The first thing that he did is he restored your inner man. In this time of grace, you know what he's doing? He's restoring the inner man. And in your inner man is your spirit and your soul. So how is he restoring it? The Bible says when you believe, you are born again. So being born again, you are now new in your spirit. You have been restored. Now you can have a relationship with God. Now you can communicate with God. He can hear you and you hear him. Those are not even more. No, I think I'm going to go to a now. I'm going to even in church. I'm not attending. Because that you are attending, Mwayawako has been reconnected with God. And you can hear him. You can feel his presence. Panaro. So your spirit has been born again. Your soul is in the process of being restored. Your mind, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So as the word of God is coming in your life, you are being renewed. In other words, you know, you were educated wrongly by the world. But now that the word of God has come, the light of God has come, you are being re-educated in your mind. That is how you know. Amen. I'm sad to be honest. That is how you know. That is how. Hallelujah. That would be. You were educated wrongly by the world. What got this was serious. And it? Kutano, tinotamba mashave. Kana tauda utara na mwari, tinoenda unutara na sekuru, tate guru wakafa. Muna kafa, taure na mwari manji. You were educated wrongly. So there is a need for you to be re-educated because the light has come. You are supposed to be taught again so that you can think in the right way. You know the reason why you are always falling and which is because your thoughts run to evil. They need to be re-educated. And that can only happen by the restoration of the word of God and the spirit of God working in your life. Those are going to Rambai Muchigara Mushoko. Rambai Muchigara Mukunamata. And it's for your benefit. It's not for anyone's benefit. But Zandru Kutawa Rai is in doing the blueprint. And Ingware blueprint yekutunz we see kuti what is the plan of God for your life and for the world. Why is Ziva? Then you know where you fit in and you know what you must do. Panarunin's wow. So the inner man is the first stage of restoration, andiga. then the outer man shall be restored. When shall your outer man be restored? At the resurrection. When Jesus shall come, he shall raise the dead. And when the dead are raised, those who have died in Christ, their bodies are restored and glorified. So that's a restoration. We shall be caught up and our bodies shall be changed into immortal, glorious bodies. Restoration. Remember, when God created Adam, Adam was not supposed to die. Eh? But me mnofungo that death is normal. It's not normal. Man was not supposed to die. But man died because of disobedience to God. So if you continue disobeying God, the wages of sin is death. But obedience will bring you to life. Amen. So after the outer man, the next stage is the earth. The earth will be restored. When Jesus Christ shall come at the second coming. About the millennium. Jesus, Revelation chapter 21. And I think it's chapter 20. It speaks about Jesus coming to reign on the earth for 1,000 years. Right? Panarun as well. And when he shall reign for 1,000 years, you know what he will do? Panoshika. The first thing that he does, he binds Satan and his demons, the Antichrist. And then he begins to reign on the earth. And what will happen? He begins to restore. A restoration will happen on the earth at that time. The curse shall be lifted. And then the animals, you will live with the animals. You will live with the shumba there. And we will reign with him. Amen. You know, these are the things that you should know as a believer. What is the hope of your faith? But can I also see the those are going to waste time in the church. Because you watch out to see. Funda book. Amen, church. Funda chi? Book. So the earth will be restored, and then finally the universe will be restored, because the Bible says there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. So, ladies and gentlemen, our future is redeemed spirits living in a redeemed body, in a redeemed universe. That is our future. Are you getting that? Redeemed spirits in a redeemed body, living in a redeemed universe. That's what God is doing. That is the plan of God. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Look at that.
It shall be normal. It shall be normal. There shall be a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Why is God doing this? Because he is restoring. Remember, because of sin and rebellion of the angels and of men, the earth and the universe was contaminated. God cannot live in a place that is contaminated by sin. So he is going to destroy everything by fire and then have a new heaven and a new earth. And there was no more sea. In this new earth, there won't be any sea. So to those who are afraid of water, of going into the ship, I think you can rejoice now. Eh? There won't be any sea on this earth. And I heard a great voice, this is verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. When we are talking about a tabernacle, that's where God dwells. The Old Testament, they talk about the tabernacle of Moses. That's where God was. So God is saying the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them and be their God. Kurawakuti, the city of God will come down to the earth, and then God will live with his people. That's why the Bible says, and you shall see his face. And now we can talk, now we can fellowship face to face. Remember what happened in the Garden of Eden. Adam, used to fellowship with God in the garden. God would come down into the garden, sit with Adam and talk face to face. But the moment sin came, there was a separation between him and God. So God is now working on restoring that, so that once again you can walk with him in the garden and you can sit and speak with him face to face. Wow. What a future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Kuchema kuose, akusisina. And there shall be no more death. Akusina kufa. Neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Look at that. Look at what God is trying to do. Dopo ono no ati munu, anoramba evangelia Christu. That person doesn't know. That person is in darkness. Chasiru kuziwa, nchewuti chayaru kushuhira. Do chiru kuhu enichi, ne evangeli. That is the promise of the gospel. Ah. Amen, oy. Amen, oy. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. All things shall be new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. Why did he say write? For these things are what? True and what? Naim, gati teo gendruktora nema Christu panap. These things are what? Yeah. It's not as if you are in the wrong place, are you? These things are true and faithful. That's why God said, write these things so that you can read, you who is looking at me. So that you read and know about these things, write them. God is so sure of this. God is so sure he's going to bring these things to pass. Write. You know, they don't want that evidence because when God short, maybe, as you saw, Itika and so forth. But God said, write so that they may read and know that these things shall come to pass. So, amen. Hallelujah. So,
God and angels and man shall be dwelling together. You see, Michael. Michael, come here. Talk to Michael and Gabriel and the angels. One family together. That's why the Bible is saying, in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he wants to bring together things in what? In heaven. Together with things on the earth into one in Christ. So Christ becomes the head of man. He becomes the head of all creation. He is the head of all angels. Because he said, when the Son of Man shall come with his angels. At the second coming, he will come with his angels. They are his angels. I mean, why? So there's going to be a restoration of the perfect state that was before the fall, but with much greater glory. Because even Adam did not have a glorified body in the garden. There is much greater glory. We will be more powerful, more regal kings and priests of God. Musitara Jesu, amen. Yes, as I'm finishing off. Revelation 21, verse 6 says, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Jesus has already said, it is done. Pauri asati zvaitika, but kwaari ari kuti it is done. Zvatopera. Kureva kuti John akatorwa akaendeswa kumagumo kwenyika ndobva anoratidzwa zvinhu zvichaitikako. And God said it is done. Anotonga akatorwa in real time akatoona zvichiitika. And Jesus said it is done. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that to God it is done. Zvinhu zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo, it is done. Are you going to believe? Are you going to believe him? Ah, tine chechere pana. It is done. I don't know what decision you are going to make, but it is done. The judgment of Satan is done. The judgment of the sinner, it is done. The judgment of the righteous, it is done. The future, it is done. What God has planned, it is done. Hallelujah. Let us stand up on our feet. Ladies and gentlemen, God is accomplishing a great work behind the scenes. Even if you may not know it or appreciate it, this is what God is doing. That's why the Bible has said he has made known unto us the mystery. Not many people had the privilege of knowing it. But you have the privilege of knowing it because you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Our future is bright. Our hope is certain. Hallelujah. God is working on restoring everything to what he desires it to be. No more destruction in his kingdom. No more destruction in the universe. No more destruction in the lives of people. This is what God is doing. Hallelujah. God has restored your spirit, and he is in the process of making it grow by the word, by the spirit. And God is in the process of restoring your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, your body, God is healing it.
But there shall come a time when it shall be fully restored. And death shall be no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what I want you to do is, I just want you to cooperate with God, with what He's doing in your life. Amen. God is working in your life. But the best that you can do right now is just to cooperate with what He wants to do in your life. God is restoring you, but He wants you to cooperate with Him. He wants you to cooperate with His Spirit. The Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whom He has sealed you with for the day of redemption. God has sealed you with His Spirit. Do not grieve Him, but work with Him. Did the church hear it? Did the church hear it? I just want you to go before the Lord and pray. I want you to pray against every stronghold of the mind. You know, the mind is where decisions are made. And it is your mind that will determine whether you go towards the good and you go towards what? The negative or the evil. That's where the battle is. That's why the Bible is talking about the renewal of your mind. You want to do good, but you fail to do it because you make the wrong decisions or the wrong choices. Right? I want you to pray against the strongholds of every stronghold of the mind that is causing you to gravitate towards the, you know what is to gravitate? Gravity pulls, right? It pulls. So a stronghold in your mind will cause you to be pulled towards the things that are against God. That's gravitating towards the evil. So I just want you to pray and say, Lord, may you break every stronghold of my mind that is causing me to gravitate against your will. Amen. I don't want you to be usana matongorum salad, right? I want